Precision, how can I help you?
Hi, Steven there?
Sure, Master's calling?
Yeah, it's Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
1 minute, please.
Okay.
Hello, Steven.
Hey, Steven, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Hey, I was trying to get back in touch with you. We spoke a couple months back. I know you mentioned you usually add on equipment, toward the end of the year. I was just wanting to see what you're looking at. But also, you mentioned you had some plans for working capital, too.
I don't really remember the conversation at the time.
Okay.
At the time, we're really not looking to add any equipment.
Okay. Is there any plans for the end of the year? Or you guys?
As of right now, no. But I mean, things could change monthly. It just kind of, goes along.
Right. As of right now, I didn't know if there was something on the wish list you guys had over there.
No, not really. Wish list, yeah, not really though.
Okay, and you guys use CNC machines, press brakes?
Yeah, we use CNC machines, but at the time, we're pretty much covered with what we have. We don't really, I'm not going to say we don't need it, but I mean, we really can't afford it at the time.
Yeah, I know it's...
with what we got.
Okay, that makes sense. I know if there's no need, those types of machines that you add on, do you guys usually, they start paying for themselves right away, or you add it on because of other projects that you had coming up?
Yeah, usually if I have a project coming up, then, I try to add accordingly, but, like I said, at the time, we're kind of just trying to get through with what we got and, see where we get in the future.
Right, exactly. And with this, I know your customers probably have a net 30, to 90 payout.
Yeah.
Do you guys usually bring on, you have a line of credit you use as a cushion, or do you use working capital?
We have in the past. At the time, we really don't.
Right, okay. So you used a line, or you used working capital in the past?
We used a line in the past.
Okay. Do you guys still have that line?
No, we don't.
Okay. Is it just out of preference, or you guys, did they call it on you?
Did they pull it? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they pulled it. Yeah, I know, they tend to do that.
They termed it out, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how large was that line, just out of curiosity?
Maybe about 30.
About 30,000, okay. Yeah, with, because with our, working capital programs, it's essentially a line of credit. I'm sure you're familiar with it. But it is a term loan. Definitely, if you guys did have a need where you flip materials monthly, or quarterly, however you see it, we have three-month to 36-month terms. It's definitely a couple options available, but we're able to free up, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So for a better example, what were sales like last year for you?
I don't even know off the top of my head, to be honest. I mean, maybe a little under 500.
Okay. For number sake, I mean, say 400. Yeah. So if you're at 400,000, we'd be able to get you around 40 to 60,000. And that's unsecured cash. They're not going to follow the money or anything like that. So definitely some options there if you guys needed a little cushion. And now with that, 40 to 60, it doesn't mean, say you only need 10, it's...
Yeah.
Definitely some options there available. Is that something that you normally use, or you kind of how do you cash flow those jobs?
I mean, yeah, that is that is something that I probably do need to get in the future. Mm-hmm. How do you guys normally work those though? I mean, you say that they're a term loan instead of a line. Do you guys put a blanket lien over the business, or how does that work?
Yeah, there's no blanket lien over the business. We're not holding anything collateral. It's unsecured. Essentially, it is a term loan. So once you get approved for an amount that you're looking for, we can generally they'll give you some options as far as terms go. Like, how long would you be looking at, you think?
I don't know. I mean, probably, what do you mean, like a short term or a long term? I'm kind of confused what you're asking.
Right. What kind of term would you be, you know, comfortable with? Like, yeah, are you, is this something you're looking at, like, for 3 months of capital, or how do you kind of look?
Well, I mean, you know, if I was to do something, it would probably be for at least a year or two, you know, just to,
okay,
kinda, like you're saying, like a cushion.
Right. Exactly. And the
capital.
Yeah. So say it's we get you for a year, you know, you want a year term. Once you get 6 months through that term and everything's in good standing, you know, you make a payments on time, we can actually refinance that loan. You know, there's a discounts for early payoff as well. But once you get halfway through, you can refinance and we can get you approved for more money, you know, with, you know, longer terms, better rates, because we're like trying to build those relationships, you know, with businesses. As I know in your industry, it's pretty, you know, consistent with having to put up funds for materials and then, you know, customers pay out 30 days later. You know, it's tough, you know,
when you're lucky.
Right. Yeah, I usually say that 30s are usually just 60s, you know, like that's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's one company
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
What type of interest rates do you guys charge on those type of loans, though?
Yeah, so for the rates, they're generally, it's a fixed cost, you know, so it's not like an APR that they're going to attach to the loan that you have to calculate out. So it is a fixed cost, and generally, you know, they range, I'm going to say, like 10 cents on the dollar on up, you know, depending on what you look like on paper. Like, how would you rate your credit? Is it, like, good, bad, you know, somewhere in the middle?
You're talking about the business or the personal?
They're both
probably mid-range. I mean, they're not to the mid-range. Bad side.
Right, right.
The better side.
Okay, yeah,
I mean,
somewhere,
you know,
in the middle.
On the business, we do have, you know, we have a few slow pay marks because of, you know, of course, our terms getting strung out.
Right.
I mean, personal credit's not too bad.
Okay. Well, good. Yeah, if it's like somewhere in the middle, I mean, definitely, you know, be qualifying for some of our better programs. But to give you like exact numbers, we would have to get you approved, and it's, you know, fairly simple process. It's just a one-page application, and then it'd be 6 months business bank statements. They just evaluate the cash flow of the company, and then it'd be their most recent, you know, tax return. Did you get an extension on 2015?
Yeah, I'm on extension right now.
Okay, no problem. We can use 2014. And I can actually get you answers. You know, we can get approvals within 24 hours and fund it in 48 if it's, you know, something you're looking to do.
Yeah. And as far as the paybacks, like the payments go, is this like a monthly payment deal that you're talking, or is this one of those? Because, I mean, I've talked to a couple of the capital places that they want to take like weekly payments from accounts and stuff like that.
Right, and I'm sure. I mean, you probably get these calls all the time. We have, because we are a private business bank, we have multiple options. We have that monthly, you know, option available, weekly, and we also have the daily option available as well. So there's a wide range there. You know, what have you had any in the past? Like, what do you prefer?
No, I haven't. I didn't because, I mean, one of the main reasons was, is, you know, I'm not. A lot of my business is monthly, so I mean, I don't get paid.
Right.
I get paid sometimes, you know, monthly. I can't do like a daily or a weekly payment thing. That was one of my big things that I made clear. And at the end, it turned out they wanted to do like a weekly payment, and I couldn't do that.
Right. How large was that weekly payment there?
I don't remember honestly. It was probably like 5 years ago that I looked at it.
Oh, okay. Do you know the company that you were, you know, speaking with or trying to get that?
It was Balboa Capital.
Oh, Balboa. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we definitely have those ranges there. So you'd be looking, you know, like how much capital would you need, though, for this cushion?
You know, probably 20,000, something like that would be great.
Okay. Right around 20. Yeah, and you're definitely in that range. And then, so about a year to 2 years?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I would, you know, just, it like I said, it's kind of, it's up in the air. I haven't really sat down and even thought about it, you know. When you called me, I'm kind of just winging it right now. I don't know exact numbers or terms, you know, kind of winging it. I'm sure the same as you are.
Yeah, and that's like, I'm just, you know, we're discussing this, and, you know, if you want to see real numbers, we can definitely get you, you know, approved really quick and simple, and that way you'd have actual numbers you can work with, and then you can see if that would make sense for the business, you know, as that cushion. And like I said, we're trying to build these relationships with businesses so that, you know, you can rely on us. As you know, your last line was, you know, turned into a term loan, and,
Yeah,
it kind of ruins that relationship. You know, you're probably really loyal to them, and then they kind of did that to you. So we understand that, and we're trying to build that relationship.
Yeah, the main reason is I mean, they said that there's not enough liquid cash, you know, and of course all my cash is tied up.
Right,
because, you know, that's the whole reason why you get a line of credit or a term loan is to try to get that cash back flowing.
Right, and a lot of you know, they kind of, those big banks, they add those lines of credit. It's more like a bonus, you know. They're helping you out for keeping your business, but they can call your loan, like, you know, at any time, and that's, you know, really sketchy, especially in your industry where you have those, you know, you have your receivables out and then also your customers. So it's tough, you know. I definitely understand. And your employees have to be paid every 2 weeks, you know, so it's definitely a hard spot. Yeah.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if can you email me some information, and, you know, I want to talk it over with my wife, the accounts department, and see what we come up with. And, you know, if you want, you can maybe call me back tomorrow or something. We could talk a little more.
Okay, sounds good. Won't be a good time, you know, tomorrow to follow up with you.
Probably about the same time.
Same time? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put you in my callback. And what I had an email for you. It was steven@soloprecision.net.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And what did you say your name was? I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. My name's Danny.
Danny, that's right. That was
yeah.
And you said the company's called what?
The Bank of Cardiff. And I'll spell the last part because it sounds weird. It's CARDIFF, like Frank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And where are you guys out of?
Right here in San Diego.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Not
that far.
All right, cool. Sounds good. Yeah, like I said, if you can, if you don't mind, you can send me over some information, email, and then we can talk again tomorrow.
Okay. All right, Steven. Well, sounds good. I'll look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.